Okay, date this 8/25, which is today, then put Texas Emergency Hospital chart review, Dr. Algilani, A-L-G-I-L-A-N-I, Algilani, that's what it is. Texas Emergency, Dr. Algilani, 8/24/2023. First patient is FP, 50-year-old male, comes in with sore throat. Swab test negative, treated with Amoxil, happy with the care. Next patient, DM, 38-year-old with back pain, couldn't stand up straight, given Toradol, Norflex in the emergency room. Given Norco and Neurontin in the emergency room, sent home with Toradol and Norflex, CT showed disc narrowing, and was happy with the care received. Next patient, I'm doing much better today. Next patient, WF, 31-year-old with tooth discomfort, given Amoxil. Phone number left is not a working number. Next patient, LM, 44-year-old with left arm pain, neck pain, chest and muscle, chest wall pain, given Toradol, Norflex in the ER, EKG negative, sent home with Flexeril, mailbox full. Next patient is MC, 58-year-old with sore throat, swelling in the neck, swab test negative, diagnosed with pharyngitis, given Amoxil. Phone number is not a working number. Next patient is CK, 79-year-old male we spoke about with generalized weakness, was in the hospital on 8/23, had just left the day before with a cellulitis and hyperglycemia. There was no indication patient was on antibiotics. Blood count was 14,000. There was no report or no indication that the previous chart was reviewed. UA CMP was negative. UA showed leukocytes in blood and was not treated. Patient was sent home with profound weakness with no treatment. I have tried to contact the patient multiple times with no success. Next patient is JF, 35-year-old with facial pain, toothache, given Toradol, treated with Amoxil at home. No one answered at the phone number left. Next patient is CB, 62-year-old we spoke about, presented with shortness of breath. White count was 4.9, CMP was negative. Dr. Algilani says that patient has been having increased shortness of breath with decreased exercise tolerance. In his notes, EKG bradycardia with a heart rate of 60. Chest x-ray shows definite fluid buildup. No cardiac workup, treated with Keflex and sent home. Left message for patient a few times, or called the patient a few times, left message twice. Next patient is JA, 21-year-old with fever, cough, positive COVID, diagnosed with pharyngitis, treated with Amoxil, doing much better. Was happy with the care. Next patient is KP, 20-month-old baby with fever, was on antibiotic a month ago for otitis media, treated with Amoxil for recurrent, in quotation, otitis media, which Amoxil may not be the best choice. Nevertheless, dad was happy with the care. Next patient is CF, 35-year-old involved in a motor vehicle accident. Body pain. Motor vehicle accident 7 days ago. Is here to get narcotics refilled. Of course, this was not... no pain medications were given, no workup was done, patient was told to see her PCP. No one answered her phone. Next patient is MS, 58-year-old with a blood pressure of 158/95, already on a couple of different blood pressure medication. It looked like Dr. Algilani increased the Clonidin to BID, but no clear indication. A new prescription for Clonidin was given. No blood work or EKG or other workup was done. Phone was not set up to receive messages. Next patient is EA, 51-year-old with facial numbness, diagnosed with Bell's palsy, treated with steroids, doing better, was happy with the care received. Next patient is EA. No, we just talked about her. Forgive me. Next patient is TD, 49-year-old with possible kidney stones, 49-year-old woman. Possible kidney stones. Hi, guys. There was blood in the stool. Your CT was negative. No treatment was offered. Patient was sent home. Not sure about the degree of pain she was in, and not sure what the plan was regarding the hematuria. That was definitely evident. Patient did not answer the phone. The number that was left is the wrong number. Next patient is TS, 22-year-old with shortness of breath, CBC, CMP, EKG, chest x-ray negative, diagnosed with anxiety. Left voicemail. Next patient is HR, 37-year-old with toothache, we were treated with amoxil, sent home. Left voicemail. Next patient is RM, 59-year-old with a finger trauma to the right index finger, x-ray is negative. No one answered the phone. Next patient is BM, 15-year-old with fatigue, chills, left without being seen. Mom said because they were just too busy. They went to New Caney. Child is doing well at this time. Next patient is KS, 23-year-old with right hand pain, with trauma at home. X-ray is negative, sent home with a sprain and hematoma. Next patient is LA, nose pain, diagnosed with polyps, no treatment offered. Phone number that was left was a bad number. Next patient is ST. On that last patient, LA, no workup was done. Just was told patient has nasal polyps. Next patient is ST, 50-year-old with back pain, leg pain, long time history of back surgery times two, with history of failed back syndrome. No new medication was offered. No workup was done. Patient was, phone number is not, left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is EB, is a 42-year-old with folliculitis on the neck. Dr. A writes, not ready to be lanced, given Keflex sent home. The phone number is busy. Next patient is JW, swelling in the face. Diagnosed dental caries, bad number left in the ER. Next patient is ES, chest pain, 7 months pregnant. Positive cardiac workup was negative, BNP was negative, but D-dimer was elevated, so patient was sent out to a higher level of care regarding possibility of PE and the workup regarding that. Thank you.